Let's Talk and Day 25 of our Generations Together Prayer Guide. Today's devotional was written and recorded by Ashley Culverhouse. Our question for today is, how will we delight in the Lord and trust God's will as a church family today, tomorrow, and for years to come? Psalm 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." When I was pregnant with my youngest child, my dad was very sick with cancer. He and I had a very special relationship. During this season of life, I began to pray God's will over healing for him and for God to bless our family with a son that would be a little reminder of his grandfather. God brought healing by taking my dad home to heaven when our son was 8 months old. God was faithful. He didn't bring healing in the way that my selfish human nature would have wanted, but according to his will. While I miss my dad greatly, it is amazing to look back now, almost 15 years later, and see God's fingerprints all over this story. God had a purpose and plan far greater than I could have ever imagined. As for that little reminder of BPOP, I am still in awe daily of how my son's physical features, personality, handwriting, smile, stride, and even his cowlick so closely resemble those of my dad. The Lord knows our heart. True delight in Him comes when we shift our eyes away from our own circumstances and off of what we want to what God desires in His will. We are His children. Just as parents today often long to fulfill the desire of their children's hearts, our Father finds joy in blessing us in the same way. Take delight in God's grace, mercy, compassion, and love for you. Take delight in God's presence and help in troubled times. Take delight in what God has already done and what is yet to come. God is in our story. God is in the details. He goes before us and He never fails. I can't wait to look back and see God's fingerprints all over BFC's story years from now. Join me in praying God's will and guidance over every step of our building journey. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for taking delight in us even when we fall short of your glory. Help us as a church family to shift our eyes from our circumstances and fix them on you. Equip us with a discerning spirit, courage to remain steadfast, and determination to walk in faith. Empower us to delight in you as we seek your will in every step of the journey that lies ahead.